Hello there, my name is Brad and my wife Pat with Quality of Life Grace Teaching Ministries. We want to welcome you here to our free Grace podcast teaching on marriage. This is our second part, and if you missed the first part, please go over and check that out. That's for the wives towards the husband. So if you're wondering why your marriage is having difficulty, or if you're wondering how to improve your marriage, wives, this is a great teaching for you, so make sure you check this out. Of course, we're going to apply this spiritually between our union in Christ, so we have to get that down first, and of course, the physical marriage between wives and husbands. So this one here, though, is going to be a little different. It's the husband. You must love your wife. And so remember, there are two applications here. Like we were mentioning, the spiritual union that we share in Christ, husbands, and our physical marriage between our, us and our wives. So husbands, this is something we have to actively do. And this is something Christ actively does towards us. He's gentle towards us. He's kind towards us. And so what he wants to do through us towards our marriages, in our marriage towards our wives, is he wants us to participate with him and be gentle and kind towards the wife. That's what it truly means to love them. Okay, as a spiritual application verse, our key verse, we're going to look at Ephesians 5:33, where the Apostle Paul is speaking a mystery here between Christ and the church, but it also applies in our physical marriage as well. Husband, you must love your wife. Plain and simple, right? Ephesians 5:25 tells us Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. You see, and so there's our spiritual application. He is the initiator of his love towards the church, and all of us in Christ are the church, his bride, and we have to get in the habit of him loving us as a husband would love his wife properly. And of course, we're going to talk about what the word love actually means. like we mentioned, it's being kind and gentle, but the word love actually means tenderness. Okay, tenderness is being gentle and kind. For an example, he picked her up in his arms with great tenderness. Okay, the husband was gentle and kind towards his wife. I've heard my wife say that to me. She says, "You're always so kind and gentle towards me." Again, I have to thank the grace of God for that when she mentions that. And so another one to look at, the word love actually means warmth. That's right, warmth. And it's the quality, state, or sensation of being warm, moderate, and comfortable. You know, the warmth of the sun on her skin. You know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, when I was a kid, I used to back up against a wall that had been, it was warm and it was cold outside. And, you know, I'd back up against that wall and get warm and toasty. And, oh, that would just feel so good. You know, something I am having troubles with in my personal life and my personal testimony is, you know, I work early. So I'm out the door very early in the morning. And so even on my days off, I'm used to getting up early. And so a lot of times I can forget about, you know, snuggling up with my wife, you know, on my days off, because I get in such a rush and I get up and I have my coffee. And, you know, sometimes, guys, it's good for us to just slow down and snuggle with our wives, you know. Stop. I mean, like, you know, like when I have to be to work at 6 o'clock and in the morning, and she's you know, sleeping in till 7, it's going to be a little bit impossible to be there for her in that. But on those days when I can be there, it's really important for me, and I'm learning. I'm not there, you know, to cuddle with them and reassure them that you do care about them. That's important to a wife. So not only being kind and gentle, but you know, don't forget to snuggle up with your wife. And so I'm speaking to this guy as well. And gentleness and kindness, you know, when you think about the fruit of the Spirit, you know, we cannot produce kindness and gentleness in our own strength, guys. And so the only way that we're going to experience it and bear it to others, our wives, is through dependency on Christ, you see. And so as we see our need for dependency on Christ, and as we trust Him, that's what it means to live from grace. It's just to trust God's grace, trust Christ as our life and source, to bear His character of gentleness and kindness towards them, you see. That's what it means to participate spiritually with Christ, to go out and love our wives. So be encouraged. You know, this, the intimacy and romance, I wanted to talk a little bit and sum this up with intimacy and romance, guys. Intimacy with the Lord is not sex, as you know. It's just becoming more intimately acquainted with Him. And that's what Paul said. He said, my determined purpose is that I may become more intimately acquainted with the Lord Jesus. You see? And so are we actually confusing intimacy and romance? Maybe we are. Intimacy is not sex with our wives, guys. It's becoming more intimately acquainted with them. And wives, if you're listening, don't be afraid to share intimate things with your husband. It's important for the husband to know everything about you. I know there's some things out there you would just rather keep to yourself. But intimacy is knowing everything about each other. Spiritually, through our union with Christ, we want to know Him very intimately. We want to know everything about Him. And also, husbands, we want to know everything about our wives. And so don't be afraid for them to sit there and share when they share things, you know, intimate things that, you know, and by all means, make sure you don't share that with the public. Keep that between you and her. And that's what intimacy is. It's between you and her. And so I'm speaking for us, of course. You know, when I hear my wife share some things that are intimate with me, I want to keep those things to myself. That's what intimacy is. But romance, on the other hand, is totally different. And the physical union in the romance, you know, you might have candles, you know, light some candles, flowers, soft love music, you know. And spend make love. You know, that's what romance is. It's making love. And so that follows that. But remember, there's a starting point. Okay, and it starts spiritually through our union with Christ. Make sure to join us for that first part on marriage. Wives, you must respect your husbands. If you're listening to this and you're a wife, and you want to learn how to respect your husband, make sure to listen to that. You'll be encouraged. So remember, wives, in order to be loved by your wife, by your husband, you're going to have to learn how to respect him. And husbands, in order for your wife to respect you, you need to learn how to love your wife. Thank you. God bless.